Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
Good morning. We're going to start off here in some baseball news as the Rough Riders come away with a split series here against Rapid City Post 320. In Game 1, it was Post 320 who took it out to the Riders. It was a 17-3 win for Post 320. Rapid City pulled away with 9 runs in the 6th inning. Riley Hawk had 2 hits, 2 RBIs for the Riders in the loss. Heckert also hit a solo shot, his first of the year.
Come set, fires home, and that's going to be down and away. The Reds going to come home. It's Riley Hawk, and he'll come away with the win. The pass ball sends Riley Hawk home, and he comes away with the win. The Rough Riders will win game number 2 and will split the series for the 4th straight time.
The Rough Riders in the win came away with 10 hits with 4 errors in game number 2. But able to get the final run to come across to win 12-11. In the pitching staff wise, though, they were solid. Carmine Newman with 3 strikeouts, Ethan Hecker with 4, and Riley Hawk with 1, finishing off with 8 strikeouts. Ethan Hecker now has pitched in 4 appearances against the Stevens Raiders, Miles City, Sturgis, and now Post 320, and he still has not given up any runs. He has an ERA of 0.0. The Riders will try to keep that momentum going as they face off Spearfish coming up tomorrow. Now let's move over to some softball news as Campbell County and Cody went at it, and Campbell County comes away with their first loss of the year. It was a 9-7 final in game number 1. A 4-run top of the 8th inning for the Cody Phillies handed the Campbells their very first loss. Ranker had the go-ahead 2-run double. Hadley Lindemann added 2-run single, and Campbell County was able to get 2 back, but the rally just fell short. The Lady Campbells fall 9-7.
High shot back out over to right field side, and that ball is gone. The Bay of Resorger comes away with a home run off of that right field side, and it's a home run for the Lady Campbells.
Freshman Nevaeh Freesworker comes away with her very first home run of the year and the first as a varsity Lady Campbell. Caden Smith also helped get the job done with 4 hits and 3 RBIs, by Courtney Thayer also homered to the deepest part of the yard to get the job done 11-7. Campbell County will get their very first split series of the year, and they will get set to take that momentum over to the Battle of Gillette coming up tomorrow against Thunder Basin. Well, that's all I have for sports. I'm Chase Horsley with the Basin Radio Network.